Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. This is Donna Stevenson. I have been charged $49.97, but we need some more information. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. I need your zip code, please, so I can locate that account, ma'am.
62526. Stevenson is spelled with a PH.
What's the name, ma'am?
Donna Stevenson.
Miss Stevenson, could I try a phone? You said your zip code was 62526, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me try a phone number for you. Perhaps that'll pull up your account.
Okay. It's 217-454-8653.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Ms. Stevenson. And for security purposes on your account, ma'am, could you please verify your shipping address?
33 Tanager Drive, Decatur, Illinois, 62526.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just looking over your account. Okay, Ms. Stevenson, I see where you paid $7.45 shipping and handling back on the 15th of last year for an air purifier. It was a little small one. They charged you $49.97, ma'am, because you were enrolled, rather, in something called the Factory Direct Store, where you pay $49.97 each month in exchange for a $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. But I see where you called in and had that canceled, and they refunded the last charge. There is a charge back on your account on 1-5 from your bank, meaning that your bank actually overrode that decision. On 12/22, you were refunded $49.97 by one of our agents. On 1-5, there was retrieval request. That was a charge back on your account from your bank.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that your bank, you must have disputed the charge. And when your bank did an investigation, they sided with the company. So that's why they took that money back out of your account. It wasn't us.
Okay. Well, that's not what I'm getting from them. But anyway, they say I still need a credit for the November 19th charge.
They would have to give us a call and let us know that that charge is not in dispute, ma'am, before we can refund it. You actually have charges. Hang on just a moment. You have charges. They actually charge. Excuse me. They actually charge you a total of 3 times, ma'am. Let me pull it back up, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, at that rate of $49.97. The thing is, this is a third-party call center, Ms. Stevenson, so we have a certain protocol to follow. We have certain online vendors that we provide the customer support for. All of them have a different, you know, criteria for the way we have to do things. They charged you $49.97 originally on 10/19. They charged you on 11/19, then they charged you on 12/20. The 12/20 charge is the one that we actually refunded on 12/22. I guess you disputed it, and then, which doesn't make sense. Why would you dispute it after it was refunded?
I don't know. All I know is that they say November 19th haven't been given credit for.
You haven't, and we can't. We won't be able to issue you one until they call us and let us know that these charges are not in dispute. Once they call us and let us know that the charge isn't being disputed, that's what happened last time. You were refunded on the 22nd, but then it was still being disputed. That's why they came back and did a charge back on it. So until we ascertain that there is no active dispute, we can't issue a refund. All you need to do, Ms. Stevenson, is have your bank or credit card company give us a call informing us that there is no dispute on this account. And we'll give you that refund.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, they have canceled that card, so there won't be any more charges. So they just said, well, maybe if you call them and you can get it resolved, then, so I think it is in dispute. Maybe they haven't called you since
that. Right. Well, if they're willing to, or you're willing to drop the dispute, because you see what happened last time you disputed. It didn't work in your favor. So if you have them, give us a call. Let us know that their dispute is dropped. We'll refund you that $49.97, and they won't take it back this time because they won't pursue the dispute.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today, Ms. Stevenson?
No.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good day. Yes, ma'am. My pleasure. Just have them give us a call so we can get that money back to you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for calling. You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.